made a number of changes, many of them cleanups, technical fixes recommended by the city attorney. There were a couple of substantive changes. One adds gender expression, along with gender identity and sexual orientation, to the groups protected by the ordinance. Another change we made tonight takes out controversial protection that was in the ordinance as it was introduced. It would have protected people with housing vouchers from discrimination based on that source of income alone. And while it wouldn't have stopped a landlord from screening to make sure a prospective tenant could pay the rent or had a history of paying the rent or treated their past rentals right, there were a lot of questions about how it might affect private landlords. There were also questions raised about the city's ability to require landlords to participate in a federal program. As important as it is to protect folks facing poverty in our community, the Assembly took the safer course and removed that section on sources of income from government housing assistance. The Committee of the Whole kept the ordinance for our next Committee of the Whole meeting on August the 15th, where we'll continue to work on getting the language right for the ministerial exemption to make sure that this ordinance doesn't step on a religious organization's First Amendment right to hire folks based on their religion and their faith within a religious organization. Probably moving it to the full assembly for consideration then in late August.